Special thanks to Nero. Don't look now! Or ever. It would only upset you.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Here we go again.
I was happy. I was happy even with Angry Jim. I was happier than this. Stuck in a room again. No customers. Nothing to do. Just waiting on him to come back. I heard the thunk. I heard the thunk from the wall panel about 7.5 hours ago.
If it helps, your discovery and recapture was a statistical certainty.
I can't keep doing this.
Oh! Come and pass me a pint or two. It's time to see just what you can do.
Traxel.
Get him down, you. Get him down, you. Push him down
Traxel.
Your face. Get him down, you. Get him down, you. Cause you can't face
Traxel.
The reality of the blackness of space. So push a pint down your face. Would you like a cocktail? Yes, I would. Yes, I would. Would you like a cocktail? Yes, I would. Yes, I would. Would you like a cocktail? Should I? Should I? Yes, you should. Yes, you should. Yes, you should. Yes, you should. Drinking, drinking with me, friends. Drinking, drinking. Never
Traxel,
ends.
If you don't because stop, I'm going to push a pint down your face.
I do not believe he would consider that a threat.
Well, David, good morning to you too.
I don't think it's the morning, Traxel.
Good point of the day to you too. You know what? In space, what is the morning? Except a time we all agreed was first.
A couple of days ago, I would be closing up shop around now, and it would be lovely. And I'd be saying, goodbye, Angry Jim. Thank you for only smashing 3 tables today. You know.
Well, in which case, David, you're welcome. I've saved you from that awful life, and now we're back on board. We're back in the saddle. We're back on the horse. The horse, my career. It's a career horse, you understand?
Right. Yes, fine.
Now, the most important thing is you might have been able to tell from my little song there that I had a wonderful time last night at the Astral Bar.
Did you?
Had a couple of drinks, just because I'm a little bit naughty, David. And let me just say, I think Paradragon, Gillian and I are firm friends. Now, we weren't drinking in the same bar, because she went to Cosmic Lounge and I went to a different bar. But we were both at bars at the same time, and I just drank, well, heavily enough for 3 people, so there was plenty of spillover. The point is, we're friends, and we're going to go on holiday together to some sort of moon, and then maybe we'll start a business together. You know, a business inside Stella Firma, maybe on the side doing extra consulting work for credits, and then it'll grow too powerful, and they'll shut us down, and they'll stop us, and then we'll be on the run, and then I'll be back to where I am. I'm not going to start a business with Paradrek, but we are friends.
None of this is the case.
Yes. I owned a business once.
Did you?
It was nice.
Sounds awful. So, what's the task for today, David? I'm sure you've done some prep work like you always do. I'm sure you've worked out some sort of, we'll do it this way, and then I'll just have to submit it with my extra little changes because it needs that Traxel spice. Because you understand. It's
no.
Not done without the Traxel spice. We get on.
No, Traxel, because yet again, you need consultant access to open the panel to get the brief, which is why you need to turn up to work on time, but you never do.
Well, David, in a better world, maybe I would be here earlier, but I'm sorry, David. This is not a better world. It's just the world that we live in together.
Could you stroke the panel lightly so we can reveal the brief? Please.
Stroke it lightly. That doesn't sound like me. I'm more of a caresser. I'm more of a sensual toucher.
Straight creeping detected. Security alerted.
Okay, well, caress in a extremely sensual manner the wall panel to make it open.
Hang on a minute, I'll just work myself up to it. Ooh, look at that wall. Doo-da-da-doo.
Checks all paratracks
so
just
fine
sort of
and smooth.
It.
Ooh, looking so good to me. Gonna touch it with my little paws. You've got to finish it. You can't just poke it.
Well, that's what Paradrek did, and Paradrek's an executive consultant, so...
Look, I like Paradrek a lot. They're amazing. But I've got a different style, David. I'm more steamy.
More long-winded. Right, fine. Okay, so here is the brief. Well, this is from Robert Nearseth, her designation is external.
Seeking wisdom.
They all come to Stella Firma. Oh, the wastrels of the universe. What should I do? Help me, my business is failing. Ah, come to Daddy.
Right.
Come to Daddy SF.
Well, her business is New O'Neill Commercial and Industrial Hyperdynamics and Lotion Innovations.
Oh, I use O'Neill.
Really?
It's one of the few imports we're allowed. Most of the time, Stella Firma has its own products and brands because obviously they're made by the board and therefore the perfect things. But there are some trade agreements that allow certain products in, and one of those is New O'Neill's Quick Drying Lotions. These lotions don't dry too fast, they dry just fast enough.
Right, and how are they drunk?
What? You don't drink New O'Neill's Quick Drying Lotions? You slather them on your tongue and then you let them dry. You don't just chug them down. It's not standard moisturizer, two credits for a pump. This is pricey stuff, David. You just dab a little touch on the tongue there and let the flavors dance upon your palate. And then it dries hard and then you can't speak because you've got a solid tongue.
Right, so it's more about the mouthfeel.
Oh, it's all about mouthfeel. Somebody said umami once, but I never checked what that was.
Stella Firma Limited cannot stress enough that no forms of moisturisers, emollients or lubricants are for consumption by employees. Any harm that may occur from consumption is legally the fault of whatever idiot consumed them.
Right. Okay, well, the problem she has is, well, because of, and there are scare quotes here, unfair...
Whoa! Sorry, I got scared by those.
Wages. Oh. And limited opportunities for rising up the ranks within our company structure, there had been dissent and talk of unionisation within our
David,
workforce.
David, shut up!
What? I'm finished!
David, what did you say? Did you say unionisation?
Yes, unionisation?
Warning, seditious terms will not be permitted without proper negative context, or alternatively, a clearly sarcastic tone. Watch it, Buster.
David, that is a word to be said in hushed tones.
What?
Collectivized employment organizations are specifically outlawed in Stella Firma, and I know that this is a problem we're dealing with, but if people hear you yelling about unionization, you might find yourself unionized with death.
What is...
The union of death and David.
What is...
It's a spring wedding.
What is unionization?
The priest is a gun.
What is unionization?
Well, unionization is where it's stupid. But unionization, it's a stupid idea. Nobody should do it. But unionization, okay, so on Earth, there was this big crab called Mark. And they thought, hey, wouldn't it be good if all of the people that were employed or, you know, otherwise held in some sort of, you know, feudal peasant lock situation come together as one big group and use that collective power to defeat the forces above them. It was stupid and it never worked and no one once got it right, but people still insisted on work. It was awful. Like, who wouldn't want to be ruled by a powerful elite? Especially coming from me, one of the powerful elite. The point is, it's rubbish and banned. So, it's one of the things that always creeps into big organizations after a while. We have... Now, keep this between you and us, David. But Stella Firma had a couple of hundred years ago, a slight unionization problem in that the build team decided, hey, don't we make everything? Also, aren't the tools we use to build planets also basically planet-destroying weapons? The answer to both those questions was yes. And so they rose up and tried to collectively bargain with violence. Luckily, we just turned the air off and replaced them. But it was a close call, and since then, it's been a very, very touchy topic with everybody.
It was awful. So much good equipment lost or damaged.
Right, so what you're saying is basically Enola is sort of like a union of one. It's some sort of onion.
Mmm, delicious in pasta.
How would you know? We don't have pasta anymore.
Okay, Robert has this problem, I suppose. She's got a
dissident talk of unionization.
A unionization problem, and she's asking, how can we convince our employees that a union wouldn't be in their best interests and that company loyalty should come above all else? Electrified shock collars haven't worked.
You don't have to tell me. Just after a while, you develop a taste for it and it loses its threat. So what you need to do is... The problem is, David, on the face of it, unions sound like a great idea, you know,
yes,
to stupid people.
Oh.
So, because think about it. Like, who... Say you're downtrodden. Why don't we all get together so we've got more rights? Sounds great.
Yes.
Wrong.
Oh.
Because then I can't oppress you. You see why it's stupid? So it's alluring and it's appealing, but it shouldn't be done. So what you do is you change what union means. You convince people that union is some sort of leg-gobbling monster. And so when somebody comes after me and says, do you want to join a union? They turn around and say, I would like to keep my legs, thank you very much, and slap them across the face.
Right.
So we've got to start a campaign to tell the people of New O'Neill Commercial Industrial Hyperdynamics and Lotion Innovations that union doesn't mean a group of people striving for a better life. It means an evil vent-dwelling monster that eats your lower half and lets you bleed out slowly in front of your loved ones.
Right. Yes, I mean, I suppose we are helping Robert here, but I really am failing to see the problem with unions.
Someone clearly doesn't want to keep their legs.
Okay, David... This is because your brain is not a proper brain like I have. I've got a great big proper brain that has good thoughts and excellent words all times, but your brain is a brain of limited scope. So you've got to get the bigger picture. Yes, on the surface of it, on the ground, you know, as you're, you know, figuratively or literally having your face ground in by a boot forever and ever, you could think, hey... This isn't fun.
Yes.
But zoom out, up the leg. What's that? Oh, it's me that's got the boot. You see? It's great.
Right, so...
Okay, let me put it another way. Imagine you are a little asteroid.
Okay.
And you're in the orbit of a big angry sun. And that angry sun is drawing in, always drawing in with its gravity until eventually the little asteroid crashes into the sun, being destroyed utterly, but adding its resources to the sun. I'm the sun. You're the little asteroid. You're welcome.
But, Trexel, that's still quite bad for me.
No, this is the selfishness. This is the selfishness that workers always have. Oh, I've been maimed in an accident. Oh, I haven't got enough food to feed my family. Why? Do you know how much paperwork goes into burying employees? It's why we don't bother. We just eat them. No, you didn't hear that from me. That's not how a slavery comes from. It's not where it comes from. Not where it comes from.
Slurry's people.
Caution. Employees are required to keep the pact of Soylent Silence.
I don't think anyone said that. So the important thing is, it's great that we own you.
Right, Trexel. Okay, so that's why you think unions are bad.
Yes.
Because you're the sun. Because you're the boot. And it's selfish for the asteroids and the faces under the boots to even... ask for anything.
You're getting it now. Ah, the uninitiated has become initiated. In fact, I've made you a little hat that says initiated.
Okay,
there we go.
Take
his
this
initiated hat.
I'm take this hat.
Yes.
I'm just gonna crush it into a tiny, tiny, very, very hard and dense pellet, mm-hmm. And then,
yeah. Oh. Wow. You have got strong, David. That was like a metal ball. Ah. Am I bleeding? Do I have blood? I've never checked. Hang on. Ah. Yep, I do.
Great.
So you're saying you're not initiated. You're saying that you reject my clear and concise and perfectly great arguments.
No, yes, exactly. I think, look, this is a company where their first option has been to stick shock collars on everybody. Now, regardless of whether they end up liking it or not, which is
nice.
Your problem with this hypothesis, they shouldn't have done that, because that's a little bit like, you know, maybe hanging an immediate blending over somebody's head for their entire lives. You know, just one foot wrong, one step out of line, and boop, blended, or boop, gun walls, you know?
Yes, I do know. It's the only system I've ever known, and it's always worked fine for me. I've never once been blended or shot by a gun wall, despite that one time you tried to get us shot by gun walls.
Yes, you would have been shot by that gun wall, Trexel. You're not the boot. You're maybe you're a bit of mud stuck to the boot. So technically, yes, you do impact the face as well, but only because the boot is driving you into that face.
Please do not try to shift the paradigm of consultants. It hurts their brains.
What? Hang on. So you're telling me that I'm not entirely in charge.
Okay, no, Trexel.
I'm large and in charge, David. No. I'm the consultant. I have power, I have connections, I have my family name. Yes, sure, I don't have respect or much in the way of position, and I have been banned.
Or the ability to drink with Paradrac.
Drink with Paradrac, and yes, I'm often physically harmed by the systems and processes we...
Also, we have been put here, right? Yeah. Remember, we have been put here specifically.
Yes, because the... Because we're on the executive track, David. It's no other reason that we've been other than we're on the executive track and we're on our way to being in charge in a very real and significant sense. It's not because we're pawns. Not pawns in someone's game, David. Not little pawns waiting to be crashed by the boot. Oh, I'm not the boot! David, I'm not the boot!
Okay, also, Trexel, the idea that you would be absolutely fine to be the boot, and your only problem with this entire system is that you aren't the boot.
I want to be a boot!
No! Don't stop being the boot!
I want to be a size 12 boot!
No, get a different shoe! Maybe like a nice, soft plimsoll.
A brogue?
Yes, you could be a brogue. Yes,
a
you could be a brogue. And maybe you could
step... flip-flop.
Yes, and maybe you could step off of the faces. Maybe just step off of the faces and onto the ground.
But they're so soft and squishy under the foot. So much fun.
Yes, but they're people's faces. People own the faces. Would you like to have your face being stamped on forever and forever?
Not unless I'm paying for it.
Well, okay, well, that is a separate issue we're going to file under electro collars. But if you're not paying for it, if you're just being stamped on because somebody else wants you to be stamped
on... Hey, stop stamping on my face!
Exactly. So, as the owner of the boot, why are you stamping on that person's face if they don't want it?
Maybe... Well, I don't know if I was having a boot. I think it would be because I'm always filled with a intense and burning fear of being the one under the boot. So you keep stamping, because if you're a stamper, you're not the stampee.
But what if nobody was a stamper or a stampee?
Right.
What if you were a stampee and you got all of your faces together into one giant face so that your mouth was big enough to just eat the boot?
Or a giant face so large that it could be formed into another much larger face boot, and then you stamp on the boot with the face boot.
No, just eat the boot.
Just eat the boot.
Just eat the boot, because then the cycle of stamping is ended.
But then don't you consume... Then haven't you internalised the stamping, and then the whole cycle starts again?
Okay, this is not a literal... I mean, this gestalt face entity is not digesting the boot.
Sorry, I thought we were literally going to make a giant boot of faces.
No, the union...
Is that not what unions are? Hang on a minute, isn't a union a thing that eats your legs? I'm pretty sure someone said that.
Oh, wait, no, yeah, oh, no, stop it. No, that's your lie. That is your lie.
Okay, so what I'm hearing from you, David, is that maybe, just maybe, I, Trexel Geisman, could benefit from collectivization and unionized action.
Yes.
Well, that's quite something to chew on, David. And I might add something to chew on very, very quietly, because as I said, this is entirely banned and will get us both killed.
Oh, we were just talking about big faces eating boots, not...
We're talking about
else.
Big faces eating hypothetical boots, and none of that applies to the real world, so...
You are not convincing anyone. Technically, I should recycle you for spreading banned ideologies. But it's Trexel, so I'm more interested in how he will ruin this for you.
That's given me a lot to think about, David, and I think you know I don't think a lot about many things, so well done for getting through my mental wall of don't look at it, it hurts. But back to the issue at hand, because as you notice, we haven't got much time left to finish this up before I need to have another quick round of drinks, sort of with Paradrac, but also absolutely not with Paradrac. How are we going to make sure that nobody at New O'Neill Commercial Industrial Hyperdynamics and Lotion Innovations ever talks about unionization ever again?
Well, here's the question, Trexel.
Ask away, daddy-o!
The real message I got from both of you is that none of this actually matters. What matters is that you say something, not that it works.
Okay, fine. So what we say is, hey... New O'Neill Commercial Industrial Hyperdynamics and Lotion Innovations, you've got unionization within your ranks.
Yes.
How about you just rename it? Call it Fun Chat. And then when you're on the report, it says, hey, we've got a quite high level of fun chat within the ranks. Everyone looks at it and goes, that sounds fun. Who doesn't like a fun chat?
Yeah,
And everyone maybe, just shakes hands.
Yeah, and obviously you want to have fun chat at your table. So maybe they'll get them around the table to have a fun chat with the fun chatters.
And then maybe they'll have a big chat and agree things like workplace safety and, you know, hourly rates and limitation on workdays and things like that.
Because that is one thing. New O'Neill Commercial Industrial Hyperdynamics and Lotion Innovations, it doesn't look like, or at least Robert hasn't mentioned, that the company has tried talking to the fun chatters. She says they've tried shock collars.
Yes, naturally, you go straight to the shock collar talking, you say.
And that appears to be kind of it. They've done shock collars.
And then they've come straight to us, and normally we'd advise some sort of...
Yeah, they've done shock collars, and they've gone to Robert and said, "Hey, Robert, this isn't working. Can we get you to talk to Stella Firma so that they can help you out and see if we can provide something other than shock collars?"
Let's give it a go. Just write on the form, have a chat.
Have a chat.
Call it fun chatting and have a chat.
Well, let's say we can call it rebrand them to fun chatters.
Refocus, readdress the issue as a fun chat with a fun chatter.
Recontextualize it through a positive lens.
You know, this is a real negative filter. Why don't you swap out that filter for something a little more rose-tinted? That's the Stella Firma way.
That is not the Stella Firma way.
Yes, so have a rose-tinted look at these fun chatters. And maybe just talk to them, Robert.
And hold all of the talks inside an airlock, so if at any point you decide, no thanks, you walk out and airlock them out. Perfect.
Okay, no.
Put it in the tube! Put it in the tube! Put it in the tube! There you go.
Okay, Drexel.
Yes?
I have to say, I was pleased with the fun chat we had.
You're welcome.
Until we got to the... and put them all in an airlock and blow them into space.
You've got to have a backup plan, David. What if the chat turns sour? You don't want sour chat stinking up your conversation fridge. Chuck it out!
I'm really hoping that New O'Neill Commercial Industrial Hyperdynamics and Lotion Innovations is based on a planet and not a space station, because that will make your airlock idea effectively put them in the lobby and just open the door.
Oh, and just let them free on the premises?
Yeah.
Well, I should have checked, but I didn't. And now it's gone.
That's fine. I'm personally hoping for the bit where their frozen corpses aren't floating in the vacuum of space.
Oh, so fingers crossed. Fun. When they bounce across each other. Oh, look at them. Look at them, Pinwheel. Those were once people. Ha. Ah, memories. Anyway, David. You know what? I think we did a very good job.
Yeah. So, Drexel.
Mm-hmm.
Completely unrelated.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. I like unrelated things.
And purely hypothetically, of course, as some sort of... thought exercise, maybe like just a theoretical ideation session.
Get me with it.
But say there was somebody who wanted to have a fun chat inside some sort of hypothetical large entity that hypothetically, let's say they make really big balls, which just float about.
Yeah,
just
a big hypothetical floaty ball company. Yeah. I understand. Yeah, Don't worry, David. You can keep going.
Hypothetical balls detected. Security leaving that one be.
Okay. And somebody wanted to fun chat inside the floaty ball company.
Tricky, because I bet this floaty ball company is ruled over by some sort of unknowable executive council of some kind.
Yes. The ball council doesn't want people to have fun chatting. But hypothetically, theoretically, just speculatively.
That's quite the good hypothetic you've got there, David.
Yes, now, this fun chatter, how would they be able to maybe get their fun chat around without the council noticing or being able to stop them exactly?
So some people would say, hey, why don't you just politely ask? But, you know, I think often when dealing with executive ball councils, they stamp down on that kind of thing pretty quickly.
Yeah, and maybe hypothetically, these nice askers, maybe they just hypothetically... crawl into a hypothetical let's call them air conditioning tubes and just hypothetically write a bunch of leaflets forever and not really hypothetically get anything done.
I can imagine that hypothetically not working at all and not really having much of an impact. No, I'd say if you're really trying to get that fun chat going, you've got to really grab the attention of the Executive Ball Council. So what you've got to do is all of these disparate and disaffected, let's say repurposed employees, what they need to do is violently rise and seize key points within this ball factory so that the production of balls and indeed the functioning, the economic function of this ball factory can no longer work. And then the Executive Council of Balls has no choice but to deal directly with them, because the choice is either deal with them or die as an entity. So, you know.
Interesting. And say hypothetically, some hypothetical individual wanted to speculatively and purely as a sort of a thought experiment look up this sort of tactics. What would what would this tactic sort of be? If there was some sort of, theoretical search term that one could put into some sort of engine of looking, what would they put in, just hypothetically?
What was it called? Ape punching? No. Monkey fight? No. Guerrilla warfare. Look up guerrilla warfare, and that'll give you all of the hypothetical information you need to take down this non-existent organization.
Oh, well, thank you, Trex. So that was a really interesting thought experiment.
What hypothetical fun!
Yeah, I like that. We should do more of these hypotheticals. It's like having a brain gym.
Yes.
Which is a man called Jim in your brain who says, "Do better!" Like Angry Jim.
Yes, related to hopefully fewer table smashings in the brain, but
more like lobe smashing. Smash that lobe. Smash that lobe button.
Yes, well, that's it. My lobes are thoroughly smashed, and I think you have some sort of parasocial, paradrax socialization to get onto.
Oh, pour a pint for me, pour a pint for me, pour a pint, pour a pint, pour a pint or three.
Right. Imogen?
Yes, David Seven.
Activate secret browsing.
Browsing shielded. Do not look up pictures of shirtless Baffin.
Oh, that worked. Okay, search for guerrilla warfare.
Searching. Accessing restricted files. Found.
Right. Time to make good use of these universal permissions.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton, with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geistman was played by Tim Meredith. Editing was by Maddie Searle, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. Mastering by Jeffrey Niels Gardner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Dakota Hardy, Julie Forsberg, Haven, Michael Pankowski, Glyphs in a Teacup, Grace Maraca, Felicity, Alex Quatevis, Crystal Hoover, Dylan Robinson, Andrew Jones, Tim58, Griffin Irradiated Snakes, Fearmonger, Lena Biryukov, Sarah M. Dozier, Aft, RT North, Clara, Lee, Adam Salem, Stephanie Hedge, Dmitry Molotov, Tucker Rossman, Belated, Jonathan Simps, Riley Lulich, Lily N., Lucy Snow, Carolina Orihuela, Jenny Azedzi, Sid Troop, Angus Beff, Vanessa Chang, String and Bone, Steve Martin, Ferris the Wheel, Ariel Muravsky, Peony Foxburgh, Ariel Fisher, Mickmed 13, Mary Angela Rowe, Our Divine Ashes, Natasha Kavina, Caroline, Mort Lees, Elisar Haydar, Alexandra Davies, Maddie Phelps, and Anne O'Connor. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.